face with the Oakland booty.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode. Roses are Reddit, the official Reddit Bachelor podcast. I am your quality host, and today with me, we've got Queen Overthrown. Say hi, Queen Overthrown.
Hi.
We don't have any other guests. It's us.
That's okay.
It's okay. We can make it work. So, after 5 months of... No, it's not 5 months. Yeah, it was. After... No.
Oh, my gosh. After a long time of no Bachelor, here we are with the Bachelorette.
Yeah, that's the thing. Thank God.
Yeah, and what a start we've had.
We made it. I'm so proud of us. So we're going to try and be spoiler-free.
Yes, just so you know. Well, spoiler-free is in...
It's spoiler-free.
Not of the first episode.
Not of the first episode. Because we know the spoilers for the... But we're going to keep it restricted to the first episode.
Are you okay? Has it been so long that you can't do this anymore?
I know, it's been a hot minute.
All right, so guys, we have an interesting one today. I'm just saying that actually, so you keep listening. I don't know if it's going to be interesting or not.
Thoughts on the first episode?
That's what this whole entire podcast is.
Yeah, but just like
you can't open with that.
Let's start with overall thoughts, then we'll do the play-by-play.
Overall thoughts, it was all right. It was good. That's my thoughts.
It was good.
I thought it was interesting how this feels like specifics. Yeah, it was good. What else do you want me to say?
I thought that it was like...
I'm in a mood today.
I thought it was, I thought it was better than... in terms of premieres, it was kind of blah. I think that I've seen, like, more premieres that have, like, crazy stuff happen. Like when Alexis jumped in the pool in the shark suit. But this is pretty good. I think that...
That's not really that crazy.
It was pretty crazy.
What's like, it?
Who gets that drunk that they do that?
She probably wasn't even drunk. It's who she is. All right. Can we get into the actual...
Yeah, let's do a play-by-play episode. So.
Do we really need a play-by-play? Can we just like go through each part and talk about what we liked about it?
That's what a play-by-play is.
No, that sounds like you're just going to tell everyone what the show was about. Mm-hmm. See, guys, I'm in a mood. Okay, sorry. So
first off, we had Becca's with this heart-wrenching breakup. Again.
Oh, I hated how that kept being brought up. Like, could you stop bringing up? We know who she got dumped by. You really think she wants to talk about her heartbreak on her first night at the mansion, like, meeting people? Like, oh, here's this cutout. Remember when this guy fucking ripped your heart out? Isn't that cool? Nice to meet you. Oh, great. Now you're, like, in her mind, you are connected with a cut out of Ari or his racing suit or whatever the hell you decided to do that was stupid.
Hey, did you know that Becca got dumped on that television?
Yeah, no kidding. And it's like super annoying and just like, I don't know. Like, why would you choose to dig yourself into that hole first night?
But did you know that she got dumped on that television?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
So,
I mean, they didn't, I don't think that we knew because they told us 5 times.
Yep.
It was good. It was interesting that she got dumped on live television. Yeah. Most people don't get dumped on live television.
Anyways, I wish we could have some like sort of live poll on what you guys are feeling about what we're saying. Ooh, what if one time we did a Twitch stream of it and everyone could tune in and then we'll put it on our regular podcast stuff afterwards. We might have to try that one time. If you know a way to get a hold of us on our Instagram, you can tell us if you think that's a good idea.
At Bachelor Reddit.
What?
Or on Twitter at Reddit Bachelor.
What did you just say though?
Sorry,
Bachelor Instagram. Reddit. Yeah. Oh, it sounded like you said something different. Yeah, go to our Instagram on Bachelor Reddit and we're going to put up a picture of this podcast and tell us if you think it would be really cool if one time we did a live Twitch stream so that you guys could kind of chime in while we're talking about what to talk about or like what we're feeling, because I think that would be super, super fun and cool. So yeah. All right, now we get back to what we were talking about, but I really want to do that so bad.
So... It's cool. I guess it's a good idea. I think we should do it. So, Becca.
I really loved... Wait. We're talking about Becca now?
Yeah.
Sorry, my brain is all over the place. You're going to have to hone me in. Yeah,
it's okay. I got you.
Okay, back.
So she had her bounce back. She went to Minnesota. She recouped. She recovered. She got stronger.
Yeah.
She did silks.
Huh?
That was a thing that they showed at the beginning. She was doing silks.
Oh, like the workout thing with the
The acrobatic stuff. She's like, yeah. I want to be a strong woman. And she does silks.
That is really cool. I want to do that.
And then she was the Bachelorette.
But I feel like you could accidentally like rip your arm out of its socket or something.
You could.
Yeah, our cat thinks so too. So. All right. So then, blah 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 blah. I want to talk about how they had.
They had
my three favorite women.
They had the brought in the Bachelorettes. They do this every season.
I don't know if they're my favorite because they're literally, now that I think about it, the past three Bachelorettes that I've been watching for. And I was like, they're my favorite. And I'm like, oh my God, they're the only ones I've seen.
It was funny. I liked that they saged the house. And Caitlin was like, what is this? You light up a doobie and wave it around the house.
That's really funny. Because I would have thought she'd be into it, but the light up the doobie thing is hilarious.
I think that they didn't give her screen time because she was like deliberately skeptical of it. She's like,
I don't know what she's, her and JoJo are goofy. Rachel's funny too, though. She's good.
Rachel looked like she was trying too hard.
No, she didn't.
When she waved the thing at Becca's crotch, I was like,
that was funny. Who doesn't love a good crotch joke? It was funny, like, cleanse the area. I get it. Okay, so after that, this feels like a dud podcast. Come on, get with it.
So now we meet the guys. Oh, the guys. They were interesting. I have thoughts about all the guys. So let's talk about Clay. So I think the guys who got the
intros. I'm not going to remember their names.
The guys who got the intros were in order. Clay, Garrett, Jordan, Lincoln, and Colton. Jean-Luc.
How do you remember that?
And then Colton. Jean, whatever his name is.
I'm like so offended right now that you remember.
Okay,
that.
So Clay was,
I mean, I don't know why, but I'm just.
So number one, I have half of them listed here.
Oh, that's pretty.
The other reason is because we just watched it.
And you're obsessed.
So Clay.
Right, Clay Aiken.
Clay.
I'm gonna do this for the rest of the season. I've just made like their celebrity personas.
So I watched Clay's bio at work. And
well, that's commitment.
It was. They showed him doing the drills. And I was like, oh, it's Clay. And then he opened his mouth. And I was like, what the fuck? It's like the voice that comes out of his mouth is completely different than what he looks
angel.
Like.
He
sounds like Urkel.
No, he doesn't.
A little bit.
No, he doesn't.
I want him to say, did I do that at least once?
I'll do it for you. Did I do that?
Yes.
Is that good? I used to do that all the time.
Now you sound like Clay.
Clay just seems like a little sweetie patiti.
He was the one who says he's a true gentleman and he doesn't even curse.
What a gentleman.
It's just that.
Although I would be mad if I was with somebody who didn't curse.
No, it'd be fucking.
Curse is even the nicer word out of the two. It's like there's like cussing and then cursing.
And swearing.
Cursing is like the fancier, nicer word for out of all of them.
Malanguage. Tips fedora.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
Tipping
like.
Tipping intensifies.
All right.
Then
that's that.
I thought that he had a cute bio when he helped the grandma.
Yeah, he just seems like a nice person.
Nice dude. Then we had Garrett.
Nobody likes a nice guy though. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
We'll get to Garrett in full in a bit. But I thought his bio was actually kind of endearing. I remember when we were doing the preview and it mentioned that he had a Chris Farley impression.
Oh yeah. And I was like, it better be good.
I was like, it better be good. It was very good. I was surprised.
Yeah.
I expected it to be, you know, terrible. I was happy to be proven wrong.
Wow, entertainment.
Sorry, it's a long day. I was happy to be proven wrong on that one.
Proven wrong on what?
That the Chris Farley impression was good.
Are you gonna be proven wrong?
No, I thought it wasn't gonna be good.
Oh, you mean you're happy if he proves you wrong about it?
Yeah. The one thing I didn't like was how he kept pointing to the Reno sign. It's like, we get it from Reno. Cool. It's Reno.
Reno. He doesn't seem like he's from Reno. Reno, Nevada.
I don't know what it means to be from Reno.
I don't know. I just feel like, which is not right, but like the whole entire state is just Las Vegas. So when he's like in the country, like country boy fishing and doing all that kind of stuff, I was like, that seems like he's from the South, not like he's from Reno.
Yeah.
But maybe Reno is like the southern thing of that.
No, Las Vegas is the southern part of Nevada.
I know it's like southern, but you know what I mean? Like
the
culture and the experience of southernish.
The favorite line from Garrett's
the
bio.
The country part.
Yeah, that's fair. Favorite line from Garrett's bio. Hope she likes everything about me. Get it?
I don't get it.
Because of his Instagram?
Oh, God. Anyways, I don't even know if we should.
We're going to do it.
Can we bring that up now? Or we'll do we just up. Let we'll somebody
we'll go through.
Take care of that?
No, we'll talk about it.
Later. Okay.
Then Jordan, the professional model.
Everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, okay, well, stay tuned.
Jordan is my favorite contestant because it's like if you took Robbie and then removed all of his good qualities and then turned it up to 11.
I was going to feel bad, like, kind of talking crap. But, yeah, that was a lot to have to watch.
My favorite was when he was like, he spent 5 minutes on his suit. And then he was like, all these other people are wearing, you know, a button-down shirt, blazer, and loafers with no socks. Put on some socks. I was like,
they probably have socks on, just like those no-show ones.
I just think that even if they didn't, it's like, that was just so funny. I
like
just love
the most boring
so
revelation of all time. I is love me being
so
like, they're probably no-show socks.
I just love him so much. He's fantastic. I want him to stay forever.
I don't enjoy him.
Really? I think that he's just like,
but come on our podcast.
He's like the perfect level of cringe. Right, where it's like, yeah, he's a dick, so it's fun to laugh at him.
He's the one who like looked at the guy in the chicken suit and was like, don't effing talk to me, you're in a chicken suit.
Yep.
Don't bleeping talk to me.
Yeah, exactly.
So it could have been any word. I'm just throwing it out there. It didn't have to be.
I'm
joking.
Oh, yeah, we don't have to
bleep. You don't like my jokes as much as people that are on the other people that are on the show.
I love your
jokes.
I
like that feedback from other people.
It's a good joke. then there was, oh, my favorite is my other favorite line. Modeling is so much more than being
ridiculously good looking.
Yep.
Is a stretch.
I just like had flashbacks to Zoolander.
Oh yeah. Maybe that's what he's going for.
Maybe there's more than being really, really, really.
That's so funny. Actually, you're right.
He is a Zoolander character. Perfect.
I'm into it. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I just said that out of, I don't know, didn't. It just came out of my mouth and I take it back.
So then there's Lincoln.
Yeah.
Pass.
I'm not allowing him to say what he wants to say, which were rumors, and I'm like really tired. I'm tired of hearing it, and I don't really think it's that funny. Oh, I'm in such a mood today, but like I really don't like it. Because also it might not be true and I just feel like we're being like terrible people.
But what if it is true?
Then it'll come up elsewhere. Like I
it already got came up elsewhere.
Okay, well we already talked about it. Like I just can't anymore with this.
It's fine.
It's
fair.
Like so much, like I don't know.
His accent is
people
also
are gonna
confusing.
Be annoyed now if we don't talk about whatever. No.
If you listen to our other podcast, we every other fucking podcast. Anyways,
that's why I'm so over it.
Let's talk about Colton. He was the other NFL player.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
There's two.
That's a lot. I don't know.
He had like, so I remember, so we watched his bio and you were like, oh, he looks sweet. And I was like,
he seems like nicer than I thought he would be.
He looked sketchy. He had the sketch in the eyes. He had the like, the sketch look, the like, the, yeah. Like, when he was doing, he was taking a picture with his niece, and he had the microphone on, I was like, huh. It's like, I'm doing a nice thing. The camera's around. Mm-hmm. Like, all of it. But, like, I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I just got the sketch vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
His dog was cute.
Yeah, it was a cute doggo, but all doggos
you know.
All of them are the goodest boys and girls.
Yeah.
Who else was there? Inclusive. Oh, the cologne guy.
He seemed nice too. I'm a softie. Like, I think everybody
thing, but ties and watches and all this stuff. I just think he likes looking nice.
He just likes the finer things in life. Can you blame a man? What?
You go first.
No, you go first.
His suit when he came in was very nice. Yeah. I was a big fan. It was like
he's a fancy man.
It had like the silver with the black accent.
What
like,
is he
again? Feeling that heat.
Oh, that's gonna kill people's ears.
Okay. he works in finance.
Oh, so yeah, he's like, a fancy boy.
He's
so what I was gonna say is when he was spraying those, I'm pretty sure that I saw a Creed fragrance, and I was like, don't just make him spray that into the air. Like, that's $450 a bottle.
I'll probably replace
like
it.
One spray is like $50. That's actually not true. It's probably like $7. I don't know. But that's still a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Like $7 a spray, that's a lot.
Yeah, he seemed nice though. I liked him. I feel bad. They're like, he was like, yeah, I moved to Haiti when I was two. I moved from Haiti when I was two. I can speak French. I love this life. But let's talk about my cologne collection.
Well, they obviously talked about all that too.
Yeah, but it was just like glossed over.
Yeah, that's fair.
Then there was Joe, the grocery store owner.
Oh yeah.
He had
an accent.
That I honestly
that's
like,
what I took from that.
Okay, so here's a serious question. Is there an accent that's so bad that you would not date someone because they have it?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say no, because, like, if you're cute enough, in my opinion, and you have a personality, like, I think it's fine.
But, like, what if you're dating someone, and they seem really nice, and they're, like, or you look at them, and they're, like, oh, they're, like, really cute, good-looking, like, they got the aesthetic, then they open their mouth, and then literal audible garbage comes out of it.
I don't know. I've never heard such a bad voice that it would, like, assault me.
Imagine, like, you saw this really hot guy.
I get it.
And then he starts talking. Dude. And then he sounds like this all day.
Like an old grandmother?
Yes, all day.
All right.
Would you be able to date me if I talk like this?
I already want you to stop, but mostly because you do this constantly, so I already do date someone who talks like that.
I do it all the time.
I mean, basically. So your argument is moot.
Well, it's not mood. But would you, like, if you were just getting...
Let's put this question back at you. Is there a voice that would bug you? Maybe, like, Janice?
Yeah, I would not be able to deal with that.
Chandler!
I guess it's more like the affectations and aphorisms that would, like, go with the voice. I think there would be more of a drag than the voice. If you just had, like, a normal conversation with someone like that, but usually, like, the voice comes with other things.
Yeah, there we go. We're just...
This guy has a very thick Chicago accent. Like, I expected him to show up in the middle of a Chris Farley sketch and go, the Bears, the Bears, the Bears, the Bears, the Bears.
And what's his face's?
Oh, and sketch. Garrett's.
And Garrett's.
They should do a bit. That would be really fun.
Yeah. I don't know if they ever.
The one thing that they just completely gloss over is that Joe was very successful in finance before he opened a grocery store.
Yeah, they're like, grocery store. It's like, it seems like he had a whole life.
Do you think he got sent home because of that? But like, oh, he owns a grocery store.
No, because if he did, that would really be happy.
I mean, all of the other guys had like...
I think he was just like the...
He fucked
the
up
Yeah, he didn't have...
He fucked
lead
up
in, and I don't think they had a very good talk, and like, I just think he was like the easiest to let go at that.
Yeah, he fucked up his intro real bad. He like walked up and he was like, hi. And she was like, hi. And he's like, okay, bye. And he's like, fuck.
Yeah, poor dude. I thought that was really cute though.
It was cute,
I mean, like,
but like
a cute little nugget.
She just kind of looked very confused. Weird. Well, she looked very confused. She's like, okay, next dude.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. It's like, I guess what I'm thinking is like, I would think that's acceptable. It's like fine, people get nervous, but you also have to think like, there's a ton of guys, and she has to get rid of some people. It's like, you kind of just like have less of a tolerance, I guess, for any sort of mistake, because like anything that happens, you have to like kind of cling on that and be, okay, that happened, I wasn't super into it, so let him go, you know what I mean? Like, you have to just kind of at first. So
I think he needed to kind of like shake it off, and I think he just kind of got in his head.
I want
to
own a grocery store now.
Okay, then own a grocery store.
I don't even know why I want to. It just seems like
do it, make it happen.
No, that sounds really
don't
difficult.
Let your dreams be dreams.
Don't let my dreams be memes.
Yeah. He went from...
Seems really hard.
Someone was saying...
He knows a lot about produce.
Oh my God. He went from 3,000 followers to 14,000 followers.
What?
Damn,
boy. Everyone, was it because he's at a grocery store?
Because he's cute and he's at a grocery store.
I think things are going to work out okay for him.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. All right. What are we talking about?
The guys.
I know. What else? Who was the next one?
Oh, Chris Rendon. This motherfucker. He didn't get a... So those were all the bios. Yeah. We're just talking about the guys now.
Okay.
This is the dude who brought up the gospel choir.
Oh, right. Did anyone notice, like, her dancing didn't quite match up with the gospel choir
music? It did not. That looked edited.
It did look edited, didn't it?
This dude is so... He's, like... He's not Jordan levels of slimy, because Jordan is, like, slimy in, like, the, oh, like, I'm better than everybody kind of way. But Chris R., number one, is the name of the dude, is the name of the drug dealer from The Room. Number two...
He's
famous. Where's the money, Denny?
He's already famous. He didn't even need to come on.
Number two, he just... this is the part where he starts this needless drama, like, so quickly.
He as in...
He goes up...
No, he who?
Chris R. He was the dude who he went to chase... Or he was talking with Chase about how he told Becca how he knew Chase's ex-girlfriend, and he said that Chase wasn't there for the on the first fucking night. Yeah.
That's, oh, you could have said that. I don't know.
That's so sketchy. Like, it's just like, and the best part was that Chase, like, brought her out, and they had, like, a 2-on-1, and Chase was like, "Yo, so this is how it is." And I was, like, watching this being like, what the fuck is going on?
It's just kind of weird to come in night one and be like, time to get some drama started. Like, wouldn't you just lay low and be like, hi, my name is blah, 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 nice to meet you. Let's have a conversation first before I get all freaking weird about it.
It was so weird. It's just like, do you not know how to solve problems between yourselves?
I know. And then the other guy was like, I don't even know her yet. I haven't even had a chance to talk to her, but I'm going to bring myself and this other dude in and talk about. Like, drop it. Get to know her first, and then talk about it a different time.
Just, like, handle things like adults. Like, if you say, like, oh, like...
Also, who cares? Like,
yeah.
The other person has nothing to do with you. And if they're not there for the right reason, it'll come about.
I love how Becca was like, yeah, this seems like it happened a long time ago, and also, I don't care.
And she also said, like, someone who's harboring those kind of emotions for you for so long, that doesn't seem like a very good thing. And I was like, okay... People can be weird. Like, it could also have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it could. She could be, like, a psycho.
Yeah, so I don't know. That was just kind of annoying a little bit. But what are you going
to
do?
I felt bad for her. That was just, like, the weirdest drama to happen. They were just like, Mom, we need help. That's, like, what it felt like.
Yeah.
I was very confused.
Yeah.
And then there was... Oh, they all kept bringing up Ari. You talked to that dude Leo who looks like, he was like, he's right. It's like, don't bring your ex up. That's just a mistake. It's a mistake.
It is a huge mistake. Like, it was a bad time. She had to get over it, and now you're associating yourself with that memory. Like, stop talking about it. No one cares. It's not funny. It's not gonna bring you, like, some sort of recognition for doing that. Like, just stop talking about it.
Did you know that Becca broke up with Ari on live TV? Did you know that it happened?
All right,
can we not aired do this it again? All. They didn't can we even not? Air. They didn't even air a commercial break.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Yeah. And then there was, Blake came in the aux. Blake has a lot of livestock.
What?
The red jacket dude.
Huh?
We just.
I know, but he has a lot of what?
Livestock.
As in animals?
Yeah, he came in on a horse for after the final rose.
Oh, yeah. I was very confused about.
But he has a lot of livestock.
I totally forgot about that.
Becca was like, where does he keep getting these? And it's a very good question.
Oh, right.
Where does he keep getting them? And he seems to have, like, a very good rapport with them. So, like, he was talking to the ox, being like, yo, what up, ox? Like, cool. Like, keep doing your thing.
Like, you mean he's just comfortable around animals? Maybe. Or, like, he's friends with them?
Maybe he's, like, friends with the ox. Like, how does how do you have that much time as a sales rep to be friends with
livestock? If you're a sales rep, you can schmooze with anybody.
Even livestock?
Even livestock, okay. Baby. I would know.
What? I don't get it.
I did sales. I do sales, kind of.
I know, but...
And dogs love me.
Cats love you.
Cats love me. Yeah. Birds love to fly into my head.
Yeah.
So I understand.
That actually did happen.
You know how, like, people are, like, have those Reddit pictures of, like, holding birds? Like, I'm a Disney princess. Well, me over here gets a bird flown into their freaking head. So what's that? A Disney villain?
No.
Crows are crazy, guys.
Crows are crazy.
Okay, lesson learned. Everyone's like, oh, they can recognize faces. Well, joke's on you. They flew into the back of me. So, obviously, didn't have to deal with my face.
For sure.
Okay, we can proceed now.
What other cats were there?
I still get a little anxious when I hear flapping, so.
Oh, that's funny. I remember that, too. You were like, the crow flew in my hair!
Yeah, one time a bird pooed on me, too. Three times.
That's happened to me.
Yeah, well, a lot more to me, so take that.
Congratulations. You win?
Yeah.
What do you win?
Thanks.
Thanks!
Way too much bird poop on me. Okay.
Oh, there was the 60-40 dude. The dude who was like, relationship's supposed to be 60 or 50-50, but maybe 60-40.
Oh, that was so dumb, because she was not into that.
It was like, it was clear, it was supposed to be joking, but like, when you read it...
But when you go, come here, it's like, no. If, I would do the same. I'd be like, you come here, weirdo.
These guys all sucked at their line delivery. Clay literally sounded like he was reading stuff on a cue card.
He was nervous.
They all were, but it was like extra noticeable with Clay and this Camille dude.
Yeah, it wasn't a good look for anybody, I'm going to be honest.
Camille, I feel bad. He was like, I know it's supposed to be funny and playful, but Becca was like, ugh. Like, she looked very put off.
Yeah.
Even in the ITM,
she was
like, ugh, like, he can just, like, go. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And he did go home. Poor dude. Poor dude. He was expecting a rose, too. It's like,
yeah, that's rough stuff.
I feel bad. Like, whenever the producers, like, give you, like, the gimmicks, you're always running that risk, you know, that you're just going to get done over. Who else was there? Oh, the dude who dunked over Becca. That was impressive.
It's just kind of random. Like, if somebody did that to me, I'd be like, okay.
He's a professional dunker. That's his job.
Yeah, but it's just kind of like, okay.
Okay.
Like, date night. First night, day one, I'm in a long, nice dress, and you're like, duck, duck, I'm going to jump over you. I'm like, I don't know you enough to have you jump over me.
Blake Griffin jumped over IKEA. He could dunk over you.
Yeah. Sports. I don't know sports things, so I can't really.
He was dating Kendall Jenner for a while, but he's no longer dating Kendall Jenner.
Wow, what a cool story.
Kendall Jenner's now dating Ben Simmons.
Who's Ben Simmons?
He's a player on the Philadelphia 76ers. He was dating Tinashe.
They all go for them. Sports boys. Sports ball boys. She likes basketball, though. So I've heard. I wouldn't know. It's not like I follow her on Snapchat or anything.
You keep up with the Kardashians.
I do keep up with the Kardashians. A little bit.
It's time for your normal Kardashian break, brought to you by absolutely nothing.
I know, this happens way more often than it probably should. But anyways, back to business.
What else was there? I feel like that was kind of it.
This was kind of it, yeah. Like, I don't know. There wasn't, I feel like nothing really happened.
Yeah, so let's
talk. That one guy got sent home.
Oh, yeah, the dude who knew her.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, awkward. Like, Becca's reasoning was dumb, but, like, at the same time.
Like, do you think that maybe he was being not super into her when he first met her because he didn't know who the bachelorette was going to be and he didn't want to live
her to? He had met her before she would even went on Ari's season.
Oh, before even Ari's season?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Like, I feel like the pretending that you didn't, or like forgetting her, I think was probably the biggest. No. Although.
Forgetting her?
Yeah, he didn't remember her.
Oh, he didn't?
No. He was like, and like Becca was like super put off by it.
How come I don't remember this?
Because this was on Monday when it was in the.
Oh.
Lost people.
Oh, right.
I don't.
These were so cool. Okay, anyways.
I think that Becca's reasoning was dumb, but also like he. it never works out with the acquaintances, right?
Like it never does. They always send them home and we already didn't work, so yeah. Bye.
Except with Rachel's, where it was like she was his camp counselor and that was weird.
It was a little weird. At first I was like, that's me not giving him a chance, and then again I was like, eh, happened to me.
Also,
so I can't really
also
say that.
He was like, can I kiss you?
Yeah, I don't like that either. That's not right.
That was then Garrett got the first impression rose. Makes sense. He seems like, politics aside, he seems like kind of a doof.
Who?
Garrett. The fly fishing dude.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Farley dude. He seems like kind of a doofus.
He does seem like
but
a
like,
doofus.
Like, kind of like, I'm going to hesitate to use the word adorable, but he's got that kind of like approachability. That.
Yeah, approachability. Like your everyday kind of dude.
Let's talk about Garrett a little more.
I really don't want to broach this subject.
I do. I want to talk about it. I can go on a rant if you want.
I don't even know, really. Can you just describe to everyone what happened so everyone's on the same page?
So Garrett, his Instagram, someone did some research on his Instagram and found that he liked a bunch of alt-right memes of, like, soldiers throwing brown kids over the wall and being like, oh, we got to throw. He liked one about Colin Kaepernick and how he wasn't an American hero. It was some racist thing. Then there was another one about women. There was one about how, like, conservative women are better than, you know, liberal women. And he had a picture of, like, a blonde girl in a bikini, in an American flag bikini. And then he had a larger woman next to them being like, conservative versus liberal, which one would you pick? It was all like the same stupid page, and it's pretty gross. I mean, I know we've tried to stay kind of away from it, but
the thing is, we try to stay away from politics in the sub just because, like, it gets to be too much. But I guess this is sort of a separate entity.
It's gross, dude. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Come on. Like, I know. There's, like, I know it's Instagram, and it's, like, stupid likes on Instagram, but everyone kept bringing up the same point, and they're right. Like, the things you like reflect your beliefs at the time, whether or not you want to believe it. And I know, because when I was younger, I liked a lot of dorky, like, angsty pages, and I don't like them anymore because dorky. I'm not angsty.
Yeah, that's also different than liking something like And I also think that, like, people obviously are allowed to have differing opinions on subjects like that, but I think it shows that you're really immature and, like, disrespectful when you think about it that way. You know what I mean?
I think
it just shows that you're so, I don't know.
I think that you're right. I think that there's a difference between having a fundamentally different belief on how you should live your life and saying, then that's one thing. And the other thing is saying, you know, these other people who are different than me, fuck them. They should not be living in my country. Like, the one where
that's
he's
different.
The people all, like, and, like, oh, like, he says the Colin Kaepernick one was like black people aren't like this guy, like, he's being stupid. He's not a real protester, like, blah blah blah. And it's like, you are allowed to say that, like, you disagree with the cause or you disagree with the method, but, like, reducing them down and, like, dehumanizing them in that way feels really sketchy and bad and wrong. And I think that if you want to have that conversation, there are different ways to do it. And I think that
we're being really nice. But,
of course. And when Spivey is here next week, I'm sure that she will say things in a very more decisive manner than I am, my opinion is, this is scummy. Like, it's really scummy, and he needs to say something about it. I think that regardless of how far this dude goes, if he goes far, ABC needs to come out and say something.
He needs to say
something. They own, he's got to say something. He's got to tell them to do it. And Becca's comments to this were really kind of
What did she say?
She said something like, oh, it's great that everyone can, like, it's a free country and everyone can express the views that they want. And
oh,
it's like,
what?
And she's like, and this is like, and
which is true in a way, but it still doesn't excuse you from expressing yourself in like a really rude way that your beliefs are like not good. I don't know. No, I can't say not good, but like.
Becca is politically very opposed to these things. And I think that she probably wanted to say more.
Well, even if you're opposed or not, you can admit that like that was a bad.
Well, I think that ABC probably kind of holstered her on that one.
And that was a bad like way to view it.
It's a bad, I mean, it's a bad move, but.
It's not even not moves. It's like a bad way to view it.
Well, I don't think that Becca actually views it that way. I think that it's ABC saying, this is how we view it, and Becca is our spokesperson on this matter because she is.
Oh, maybe.
And then, you know, like, I can understand that. You don't want to
alienate. But I also understand her, like, if she had some sort of relationship with him in the past, like, defending somebody you know as well.
I think that there's more to it than that. I think that it's, like, it's, I think that regardless of their relationship, I think that they don't want to alienate the Midwest, like the Midwest traditional viewers who may or may not feel this way.
Well, like, but the thing is, like, I feel like everyone's clumping it in with a certain belief or with Midwesterners or whatever. And I,
yeah, I would agree with you. I think that it's.
So I just wanted to say that, like, I don't think that's true.
I think that ABC is doing
and
that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I agree with you that it's not necessarily Midwest. I know a lot of people.
And it's not necessarily, it's not really conservative views either. I kind of look at that as something completely different.
I think that it's much more.
Anyways, I'm just thinking about it in its own like separate entity or whatever. And I don't want to think that we're saying that it's lumped in with people because I don't believe that. I think it was just a thing that he did that was not okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably a better way to view it instead of grouping other people.
I don't like to group anybody in with someone's silly thoughts if they've never said that themselves.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. What is, so he's obviously got to say something.
Yeah. I don't know if he will.
I would hope he does.
I mean, yeah, but it's like, I don't know. I guess it depends on how long he's in and how, I don't know, active he is.
Yeah. We'll see. Hopefully he says something about that. But I would love to. I want to see how this plays out. This will be interesting in the coming weeks. I think it's kind of a really interesting pallor that hangs over it because every week that Garrett's around, it kind of lingers a little more.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Becca, when are you going to find out? When are you going to have this conversation? Are you going to have this conversation? I hope not. I hope they don't do it on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, no. He just needs to address it, like, on Twitter. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Well, I think that basically the longer that he waits, the longer that he stays on.
Oh, on TV.
The more it's going to kind of, like, amp up. Oh, like,
but if it didn't get brought up all the way back then, why would it?
It might be. I mean, like, maybe she knew.
She doesn't have a phone.
Well,
no one knew who he was.
I mean, let's say he goes far. You probably are gonna have a talk about politics and beliefs and stuff.
Fair, but he could have been. I don't know.
He could have.
He could have changed. He could have not been on it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that our lack of knowledge is kind of critical. We definitely need to hear. He needs to say something, and I think he needs to clear it up, or he needs to say, yeah, I did it. He deleted his Instagram, which is kind of the incriminating thing, right? Like, instead of saying, oh yeah, I did this, I just delete the Instagram and try and get rid of the evidence. You know? Pretty kind of sketchy, at least from my opinion. So yeah. Garrett, fun guy. And do you have when you're watching that, did you have trouble kind of rationalizing the crappy things that he thought with his kind of goofy demeanor? Because I know that a lot of people on the sub did.
What do you mean?
It's like Garrett.
No, because I don't want to get too into why I didn't.
Okay.
I just feel like I've known people like that, and I did not have a hard time.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. That's my answer.
Easy. So let's move on.
Oh my gosh, guys, our little cute kitty is just living. She's such a bean.
She's very
no one cares, but anyways. Okay, so moving out from that tough subject.
So let's go to a section we like to call Rose of the Week, which is where we honor people in Bachelor Nation and the sub for quality contributions to Bachelor Nation.
Yeah.
So who do you have a nominee for this for Bachelor Nation for Rose of the Week?
Becca, I don't know. Not really.
I want, I think, yeah, Becca. For Becca, because the show started and brought us out of whatever that horrible intermediate no-show period. It's good to see Becca. Seems like a pretty cool person. It will be interesting. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Rose of the Week to Becca. I also want to give some shout-outs to the sub, people in the sub. I think Jots, she's been a guest occasionally, and Mom Addict for uncovering Garrett's stuff. I don't know if you saw this, but Reality Steve had a conversation with Spivey where initially Steve said he didn't believe that Garrett said all this stuff and that he got hacked or something like that. And then he had a conversation with, and basically he said, his quotes were, "I don't believe that someone would actually go through to find out what actually happened."
I mean, that's kind of insane that someone did that.
It took them 5 minutes to do.
Wow.
I don't know, but I'm not an Instagram wizard, but it took them 5 minutes to do.
There's no way. How do you do that?
I don't know. They said on the set, they explained on the sub. I don't remember how.
Oh, that's crazy.
So it took them 5 minutes to do on the sub. It took them 5 minutes to do. Steve being like, "I don't believe that anyone would do that." It's like, dude, that's your job. So these guys, props to these guys for doing more for Bachelor Nation than Steve. Thank you. It makes me feel good.
That's insane.
I just liked him.
I love how we have, like, I'm going to go ahead and claim it that we have, like, the whole sub behind us. Like, they may not want us, but I feel like...
They don't want me. Okay.
No.
They want you. They don't want me.
No, it's just because you're the rule enforcer. QO and for... I'm the fun parent, and QO. you're the grounder.
QO for Chief Mod.
No.
2019.
No. 2019, I have to wait a little while, guys.
Well,
all right.
You're...
Okay, yeah. Campaign starts now. I'll be making signs. Buy my mugs.
Limo exit of the week. Who needs to go away? Garrett.
Fashion dude.
Oh, fashion dude. Oh, my God, Jordan. No, I want to give Jordan my... I love Jordan. Jordan is quality trash TV. After all this stuff about politics and, like, being dicks on Twitter, this guy is exactly what Bachelor Nation needs. Just a complete tool who is just, like, he's not offensive in any way. He's just a tool. He just sucks. Like, it's great. I want more of this guy on my television.
We need that lighthearted comic relief.
Yeah.
Or somebody we can kind of be like, well.
It's like, remember Waboom and Blake from last year?
Yeah, Waboom was not the right.
Yeah, but, like, that's what this guy is. This guy is just stupid.
This guy is.
This guy is just so stupid.
This guy, though.
This guy, though, he's just so stupid. You know, he doesn't even know.
I feel like we shouldn't say stupid. I feel like that's really rude.
Okay. This guy is really thick-headed, and he's trying to gatekeep fashion.
Yes.
So
that's fine. See, I like when you speak like that. Everyone's like, who is this leash? Sorry. No. I'm going to move.
I think that he's just a really silly person.
But I also think it's mean to call him the S.
He's a silly person.
He's a silly man.
Anyways,
but yeah, no, that's not.
He's going to show up. They're going to have, like, a boat date or a group date. They're going to go on, like, a big boat.
He's a gatekeeper.
And, yeah.
I was just clarifying myself. You're cool. All right, you may proceed.
They're going to have a date. They're going to have a date. I don't know this. Don't hold me to this, but they're going to have a date.
Oh, I'm holding you to it.
They're going to have a date where the group date goes, they go on a boat and they drink, right? And this guy is going to be on the boat. He's going to have the pashmina. He's gonna have the he's gonna have the sweater over the back with the sleeves tied in front. He's gonna have the chubs and he's gonna have the boat shoes.
Oh, the chubs for sure.
He's gonna have the boat shoes and the polo, and then someone's gonna go up to him and be like, "Dude, why aren't you wearing socks?"
That would be funny.
That would be very funny. I would
also love. Quick side note on fashion. Second football player dude, Blondie.
Oh, Colton.
Colton had the worst vest I have ever seen in my life.
Oh my god.
And the really big cross.
It was like it was like a
because I just feel like it was really chunky and like gaudy. It was like a poor choice of words.
It was like a gaudy. Cashmere vest.
Yeah. Not that I crosses, it was just like really huge with the really weird sweater that it was just like really making me feel uncomfortable.
It was in his bio for those of you who and it was
wait, the vest was?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, in his bio. Sorry. Wow. I can't even think.
It was offensive.
Yeah. I thought you meant his bio picture. No, I was like, what?
No.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. It looked really soft though, but like I wasn't a fan.
Like, I don't understand wearing a vest for softness if you're wearing a shirt over it.
Yeah, true, and you don't really feel it because it's not long sleeve either. Yeah. I don't know. It was problematic in my opinion.
Yeah. Contestant question. Let's see. They don't really have the contestant question this year. But let's see if we can do it. What's your secret hidden talent?
Oh yeah, because we didn't have any of the I don't know if it's a secret, but maybe like that's all I can think of. Like maybe like so because of my job, I've become really good at like and like I guess not having like weird like I feel like I almost said hearing culture because I just talked about this in my American Sign Language class. But anyways, with like, I don't know, like I meet someone and you immediately have to go in and touch their face and like start talking to them. So I guess my like secret talent would be like getting in and like talking to people and knowing people quickly without having like that weird first start to it. Like I'm really good at like just, okay, getting past all that and we're here.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That's fair.
I feel like that's a cool talent.
It is a cool talent. My talent is, or hidden talent, I have the weirdest memory. Like,
oh yeah.
I will remember very specific situations.
You're also just really, really smart, so that's also a part of it. It's annoying.
You've
it's like a compliment sandwich.
You
I'm
have
like,
to have
really
certain,
smart, but...
You have to have a certain IQ to be on this podcast.
Yeah, whatever. Well, I didn't qualify for that, so...
it's like, I'll remember, like, oh, yeah... This time, like 3 months ago, we were doing this thing, and you said this thing. And
yeah, or like facts, or like.
You'll look at me like, I have no memory of this.
I also have a really bad memory, though.
Well, I did this to my boss. My boss was like, oh, like, I don't remember. And I was like, oh, it was this. And he was like, what? I was like, yeah, because like we were talking about this thing, and I like remember what he was wearing.
You're killing it.
Oh, I mentioned what he was wearing. He was like, what? And I was like,
You might be a genius. You might have the, like a photographic memory.
No.
OMG, you might.
OMG.
Feel like college would have been a lot easier if I had. That's really cool though. Wow, yours is cooler than mine. Let's think of a new one for me. What do you got?
What do I have for your hidden talent?
Yeah.
I'm
really great. At forgetting movies. What up? I don't know. Okay, I guess I don't have one. This is sad.
Oh, you have a hidden talent. You're hidden
touching
talent.
Faces.
Forming those quick bonds with people.
Yeah, forming quick bonds. Yeah.
So next week, we will have, I'm excited to talk about this, we will have a contestant.
I know, guys!
His name's Christian. He was the one. Who he kind of looks like Jared, and he was a soccer player and he went homework.
Yeah. And then after that, we have another one, but we don't need to talk quite yet.
Yeah. So we've got some fun podcasts for you.
We've got some cool stuff coming up for you guys. We're trying really hard to get more on.
Spivey will be here next week as well.
Yeah. So people from the sub and everything to keep everyone like involved in the podcast because we really love that. But I think it's really fun to have contestants on as well. And if we need to, we can always do multiple podcasts a week.
Yeah.
But if not, yay! I'm sure we won't always have a connection, unfortunately. But we're getting there.
Yeah, who needs free time?
Yeah, I'm happy to share this with everyone, though. And, like, help see us grow and support us, and we really appreciate that. I don't think we've ever said that before, but...
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Subscribe, like, follow, share.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram at Bachelor Reddit and on Twitter at Reddit Bachelor.
Quick side note, though, before we end, I used to, like, always make fun of people that were like, thank you so much for listening and supporting. I was like, whatever, you don't even know. But, like, now I kind of get it. I'm like, I really appreciate that you would take the time out of your day and listen to us, The Bachelor, so.
Like, follow, share.
Much love.
Like, follow, share.
Yeah, like, follow, share. Subscribe. Hit that like button. Call my mom. Give her your number. Bake me a cake. I don't know. I need to go home.
Calling your mom. Calling your mom is an interesting one. I've never heard that before. Anyways, follow us on Instagram at Bachelor Reddit, on Twitter at Reddit Bachelor. Go to the sub at reddit.com/r/TheBachelor. Check there for the discussion threads and be sure to listen to this as well and comment and tell us how we're doing.
Yeah.
Do it. Next week we'll have Ashley Spivey and Christian, not on the same podcast, and look forward to that. And we're excited for the next episode and for Queen Overthrown. I am your quality host saying have a good night and we'll see you next week.
See you next week, guys. I didn't say that right.
Okay. Down.